Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday, August 5th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, T-Mobile rejects Iliad's request for information and SurveyMonkey makes a purchase. But first, Apple is expected to hold an event to introduce its new iPhones on September 9th. That's according to a person familiar with the matter. The timing of Apple's announcement would fall in line with its recent track record of announcing the new phones in early to mid-September and then starting sales a few weeks later. T-Mobile is denying Iliad's request to open its books after determining the French company's proposed $15 billion bid isn't attractive enough. That's according to people familiar with the matter. Iliad made the surprise proposal for 57% of T-Mobile last week and asked for access to the company's confidential financial information so it could conduct due diligence toward a formal offer. But unless Iliad improves terms, T-Mobile doesn't intend to allow the company to conduct due diligence. One person said the bid was dead on arrival because it was too low for T-Mobile to consider and there's no meaningful dialogue between the companies. Signs are emerging that Samsung is losing its dominance in two of the biggest and fastest-growing cell phone markets in Asia, China and India. Counterpoint Technology Market Research says Samsung's number one position in India mobile phone sales was surpassed in the second quarter by Micromax Informatics. Earlier this week, Canalys said Xiaomi leapfrogged past Samsung to the top spot in China. For more on the story, head to WSJD.com. The online questionnaire company SurveyMonkey has acquired smaller Canadian rival Fluidware. Exact financial terms weren't disclosed, but CEO Dave Goldberg said SurveyMonkey paid more than $20 million. It's part of the company's push to offer more specialized tools for businesses who use the company's online software to design surveys and analyze the results. More than half of the company's customers still create surveys for free, and Goldberg says the startup aims to develop and acquire a suite of tools corporations are eager to pay for. Coming up, we'll take a look at how tech stocks fare today.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
Stocks ended lower. The Nasdaq falling 31 at 43.52. The Dow down 139. The S&P down 18. Shares of Groupon up a nickel ahead of the company's earnings report. Apple down about 0.5% today. The online coupon marketplace RetailMeNot saw shares fall 28% following disappointing quarterly results. Shares of T-Mobile were up about 0.5%. Again, the Nasdaq down 31. You can check out the latest news by heading to WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.